Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. This is the follow-up to the video where we were talking about the minor 2-5, how to play that, strategies for that, and what is this thing called Love, and other tunes that have that type of chord progression. And that video was a preparation for learning the song Hot House, which is based on that tune, What is this thing called Love. So I'll start off by just playing it. This is from the video, the TV show that Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker are on, 1952. Bridge. All right, so I'll go to some other version here. This is on a record called Moon High. Dizzy Gillespie. A little slower. A couple versions. I mean, you can go and listen to a whole bunch of different versions. It's all out there, but that'll get us started. So I just want to get the sound of the tune in mind, you know, so that we have that feeling while we go through it. You can hear right away it's chromatic, right? That's going from a B flat down to a G, right? So that B flat, now that we know something about the chords in this thing, like when we checked out what is this thing called Love, and it's this chord called G minor 7 flat 5. Well, that's really just a B flat minor, right? And we you're starting on the root and you're going down to the G, you're going down to the root that the notes in the bass, you know. So you're here, yeah, the chord is here. So you're going from the B flat down to the G, which is the note in the bass. And then continuing down to this leading tone off the C. So since we know the chords, we can think about these melodies in relation to those chords, and it helps out a lot, you know, in terms of remembering them. It helps me anyway. So why am I playing it here instead of here? Well, I mean, it's chromatic, so playing chromatic on the second and third string is just really easy. You got chromatic scale right there. And also, I think about the chord being here. So that's the melody. B flat, down to G flat, down to G, and then down to E. and then back up. Yeah. So you're playing with the sound, you're creating the sound of like a C7 with like a sharp 11. And then you have the same exact melody transposed down. Now they do some little things in here. Sometimes they hit that twice, or maybe on that video they actually do a little turn like that. A little ornament, the minor third ornament. But when you're here, so you're going from B flat minor down to C, C7, with a sharp 11 if you want to think about it that way. And then you go, now you're on F minor, right? But the same melody, how does that work? So how does the same melody work? Well, because you can go from... Now when you're on this, you're going not from the third down to the sixth, but you're going from... not from the root down to the sixth, but you're going from the third to the root to the sixth. This is a major seven. The sound of a minor six, you know, like a F melodic minor, which is like, you know, very jazz kind of oriented sound. So you got the basic melody, and then you have ornaments. Now they don't always play those. Sometimes they play it more plain, but sometimes it's that, you know. And now what's this next melody? Now this next melody is... So it's got to go over this chord progression. This F minor 6 with the D in the bass, or D half diminished, to G7 to C. So now that they always play. I'm hearing a little bit of clicking in my headphones, and I hope that's not too annoying to you, but I'm going to just go through this anyway. I don't feel like starting over. I'm going to make one adjustment here, and then I'm going to continue. One adjustment. Have a cup of tea or coffee while I fix something here. Now the sound may have changed slightly, but I hope you can still hear me okay. If enough people sign up for this channel, I'll be able to get a new computer, and this won't happen anymore. Okay. Okay. So you got... Now you got... This is an F minor, right? Now I like to play this kind of thing. Whenever I see that ornament, I like to play it with the three fingers. Not so much 2-4-2-1. To me, that doesn't sound as strong as opposed to... So I'm playing 1, sliding up to the 3, and then sliding back down. Okay, and then it goes up to the B natural. Okay, so that's the melody. It almost sounds... I guess it's kind of, it's all F minor-ish stuff, right? It has this, But that's just kind of like a bluesy kind of slide up to that B natural. And so it has two different turns. One is this, and then, so one is, and then it goes. So one of them is 1-3-1, and one of them is 1-2-1. That's 1-3-1. That's 1-2-1. So you got. Okay, that's the first A section. I'm basing that on just on those recordings there. That's all that I'm basing. I'm not basing this on any kind of chart or anything like that. I'm sure there have been a million charts of this written, but I want to do it by ear, and I feel it's going to be, I don't know. I feel like I learn the tune better when I do it this way. I'll remember it longer and all that. So even what I'm showing, you know, maybe you have a different opinion about what it is, you know. So that's fine too. Different people are going to come up with different stuff, but then there's certain things that are going to be on every recording, you know. I think it's always going to start on a B flat, for example, you know. There's certain things that are always going to happen in the melody, and other things are going to be little variations. Now, how about the second A? Interestingly, the second A is a different melody. You know, a lot of times in these AABA tunes, all the A sections will have the same melody, but this one does not have even close to the same melody. It's a totally different thing, but it is a sequence. So they found another way to, what I think is really hip is they're playing a sequence as if it's like a, as if it's a sequence of chords, but it's not. It's like a minor 2-5 to a 1, you know. So they're finding a melody, or Tad Dameron's finding a melody that is fitting on both the B flat minor to C7 and then the F minor, you know. So he says, now this is pretty tricky because, like, that's the melody. It's really high. Especially on this guitar. I can't really get up here even. The first part's not a big deal. I'd be very tempted to play this at the 11th fret. Maybe I should. It's possible. So this is just, it's kind of like surrounding the G. It's going up the scale, back below the G and back to the G. So it starts on the G, ends on the G. So we could do it lower and to analyze it. Then you've got, what is this? How would you think about this? So you have, that's coming over this. I'll play the chords. Oh, sorry. Okay, so this is okay, this feels right. That's B flat minor 6, right? Or you can think of it as G half diminished, however you want to do it. But then this is interesting because you're playing a C7 with a flat 9 and the 13. And this kind of formation happens quite a bit in this tune. I don't really know how to think about it. I think about this thing as kind of a piece of a diminished scale. You hear this pattern a lot in as an exercise thing, something like. All I'm doing is I'm skipping in a diminished scale, a whole half scale. I'm skipping. I'm going a minor third and then a fourth and then a minor third. Minor third, fourth, minor third, minor third, fourth, minor third, and so. And you can move that in minor thirds. And then so, what it ends up sounding like though, as in the case here. This normal, look at this. This is like a G flat minor on top, right? But it's like a G flat major on the bottom. But G flat minor. So I think of it as like a mixed major and minor sound, and then it works over. It works over a dominant chord. If you put that over a dominant chord, that sound, well, you're getting the flat 7, the flat 9, the sharp 11, and the 13. A lot of colors. It's like all the colors you could possibly want. So you've got this little setup. And then it ends on the natural 9th. So it's almost like. It's almost like he brings a flat 9 into the natural 9. Now, if you want to play it in the melody in the original register, it goes up. So you got this whole thing happens. Then it comes up. Right? So that's up there. You could also do it and jump up. You really have to be at the 14th fret to be able to do that. Then you can come to here. Almost exactly the same melody, it's just that the setup is a little different. Instead of going, it goes, you know, and you can hear that that's in the key of this kind of F minor-ish stuff. But then the second part is exactly the same, just transposed down a whole step. Which now that it's not on a dominant chord now. Now it's on a minor chord. So it's a weird sound. It starts on the minor, plays a flat 5 actually off the minor. Up to the 9th, down to the major 7th, and then kind of, so I feel like it's resolving. Almost like a diminished into a minor, that kind of sound. Something like that. You know. So you've got. And then you've got this. Okay, so this is the part where it goes where it goes back to C major. So that's the first part of the phrase. And that, remember, that's on like an F minor sound. That totally makes sense as being an F minor type of thing. It doesn't really make sense from the key of D, you know? That's why calling it a D half diminished is confusing, because you're like, well, how is that a D? It doesn't feel like a D melody. It feels more like an F minor melody. That's because it is. Now it's coming to this G7. So instead of that B flat, that turns into B natural. Because it's a G7. So it goes. But then it still comes back to the F minor, you know. Very tricky. And then a couple little flourishes. Now, it's totally impractical to play this next phrase on a guitar. And actually, I think on trumpet, Dizzy takes it down as well. Because it's like... That's the melody. So... So you can't... I guess you could do it there. But pretty uncomfortable. Much better here. Because here you can play the whole phrase at 10th position. Look. Oh, sorry. All right. I'll play it better. Okay. So the whole first two A sections are... Okay, now the bridge, this is turning out to be a long video, but whatever. Let's just do it all at once. I don't feel like breaking it up. So, now we're on this 2-5-1. So, starts off conventionally enough. What is it? So, it kind of does an E-flat minor sound. Which, interestingly enough, is kind of a callback to the sounds of these earlier things where it's like a minor 4 going to the 5, right? Because if you say like... That whole thing, that's an F minor going to a G7 to a C. Now, if you transpose that to B flat, you'd have an E flat minor going to F7 to B flat, right? And that's kind of the sound that's happening here. In fact, I don't know what else you would call that. It sounds like E flat minor to me. Right? It goes straight up to E flat minor. But then on the F7, he does a little different sound. Recognize this? It's that same diminished formation. So minor third, fourth, minor third. Which on the F7 gives you a dominant 7, flat 9, sharp 11, and a 13, just like in the other situation that we had when it went. Okay, so in this case it's transposed. So we got. Playing that sound over an F7 chord, okay, giving it a lot of color. What is it? This is a pretty tricky line. That's what it is. So, so So it's kind of like, it's this kind of feeling of that Mona Lisa type of thing. But with some kind of turns and stuff. So it starts off outlining the E flat minor, and then our friend the minor major, that's like a B minor on top, B major on the bottom. Then it does some B flat major-ish stuff. Now we gotta jump up. That's the best fingering I can find. Maybe you can find something better. I messed up that last one. Ah. Dang. There it is. Obviously, I have to practice this one. That's a really pretty tough line. I can't find a way to really... That seems like the best way for me to do it. I don't know. Maybe there's a better fingering. I got to spend a little more time on it. And then the last phrase of the bridge is just a sequence. The exact same thing. You got a D major and a D minor. Again, coming out of this diminished sound, you know, and it's coming, it sounds like a, I think they may be playing, on that Charlie Parker thing, I think they might be playing a D7 to a D-flat 7 instead of an A-flat 7 to a G7. I think they're doing a tritone substitution. I'll have to check on that, but I think that's what they do. So that whole bridge is, then it goes back to the head. So that's what I came up with for the head on Hot House. You know, maybe you have something different. But that's, I know it now better than I knew it before. So, you know, with every tune, it's a process. As I went through the earliest videos of this Patreon, I went through every single Monk tune. And that was like, you know, a big process of discovery for me. Even though I had gone through all of those tunes before, I still found a lot of new stuff. Every time I go back, I'll find new things. So I'm sure that will happen with this tune as well. But this is the first time I've really felt like I kind of got the details on it, you know. And it's no fun to be faking it, you know. You don't feel great about it. So I like to really feel like I did my homework and I've kind of absorbed this language as best as I can to try to get a better handle on the syntax and the phrasing and all that stuff. So now I'll go back and listen again and try and get the feeling. That's what we really want to get to. So thanks for joining me for this look at bebop guitar. One of the hardest things you can try to do, but very fun. All right. See you next time. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case,
As a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.